Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Welcome to the Let's Talk with Dr. Lily Radio Show today here on Blog Talk Radio. We are delighted to be with you once again for our show. What a blessing of the Lord it is once again to be come in to be able to share. Praise God, hallelujah, glory to the Lamb of God. Today we are going to be picking back up to some degree on our subject as we are talking and we've been teaching on the latter part of the SOUL series, as we stated on last week when we came on. Praise God. Again, for those that we perhaps had not spoken to or wished the happy holidays to, we want to again repeat that happy holidays. Praise God, hallelujah, glory to God to each and every one of you. And of course, we thank and praise God for that as well. But we touched bases on it. We've done a couple of shows where we did the just for the holiday segment, and then for the Christmas, and then of course for the New Year's, we did a holiday segment. And of course, last week when we came on, we just gave an excerpt about what we were going to be touching on this week, just sort of like to kind of update some things and so on and so forth and share on that. And as I said, we are going to be talking about a little bit on a word of, that is the word is anguish. I mentioned that on last week. I mentioned it as well. And we are continuing on. We're not getting off the subject, per se, of anger with what we've been talking about. We're still talking about that, praise God, because there is a connection that we are going to be making with regard to that, you know, comparing some things and with regard to that because of the emotions, additional emotions that are tied in and connected. So, again, today we just kind of wanted to just do a brief intro on that. So we're going to have music, of course, and we're going to have prayer. Praise God, hallelujah, glory to the Lamb of God. But we want to give a shout out to each and everyone, Blog Talk Radio as well. And again, I always say, well, thank God for them and thank, you know, Lord, that we have this opportunity. And shout out to each and every one of you as well. So I just wanted to and let you know that, you know, we still have, praise God, hallelujah, glory to God, where you can call in, praise God, to our show. Now, today you won't be able to call in because I'm sort of like on mobile on everything today. But we will be back on next week where, by the grace of God, where we will be able to take calls if you decide to call in. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I did get a request in the mail, an email, as a matter of fact, with a gentleman I had to come in prior to, and of course we're sharing and talking about the subject of prophecy and all of that, and I kind of got an email about that. So I will be praying about to see if this is something that God wants to bring back in at this time as well, too. Every so often he kind of pops in, you know, as a guest with the Let's Talk with Dr. Lily Radio Show. So we're going to keep that option open as well. But again, like I said, we are going to continue on with our teaching. Praise God, hallelujah, glory to God. And we're going to be talking about that word Angus, A-N-G-S-T, today a little bit. We're not going to go deep in it. We're going to introduce that to you today and you know, touch on a few things. And then, of course, we'll come back by the grace of God on next show and just take it on in, see how the Spirit of the Lord lead wherever he wants to take us with it and bring the both together, praise God, at that time. And then we'll move on as he leads, praise God, amen, hallelujah, glory to God. Somebody come on and shout and give him praise and thank God for that. Now, without further ado, we're going to get in and get some music on, praise God. But as you know, let me just say again before we start with the music, as you know, you can call us for prayer and counseling at 305-917-5223 and, of course, 786-991-4818. Website, www.lrobinsoncondesoministries.org and www.apostlecondeso.com. Of course, we handle different products and so on and so forth with that site, and you certainly can connect with that as well. Praise God, hallelujah, praise God. And if anyone, you know, is interested in any of the books, like I said, we're doing some books. We're going to have a couple more out in not too many days since, by the grace of God. Please let us know. Just call us at the 305-917-5223 number for any book that we've done, or if anything that we have done, let me put it that way, anything that we have done, praise God, that you may be interested in, by all means, call us, praise God, and let us hear from you. And for, you know, and we thank God for you. Now, we're going to get right in and get the music going, and then, of course, we'll be back in a little bit. Listen and be blessed. mercy.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Praise him, praise him, praise him, praise him. For he is worthy to be praised. Thank God. Hallelujah. Glory to the Lamb of God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Lord. We praise and magnify your name. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Yes, praise the Lord. More music to come. Hallelujah. Glory to the Lamb of God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Heavenly Father. You are so good. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus.
Precious Father, hallelujah, we thank you. Lord, we just bless your name today. We thank your name. Thank you for everything that you're doing, Father. We praise you. We magnify you. We lift your name up on high. Lord, we know that without you, God, it is impossible to accomplish the fullness of what we need to accomplish in our lives. And Father, as we pray today, we are praying, Father God, for this, for us, and we are praying, Father God, for the ones that are listening to us, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We are praying, Father God, yes, for ministries, Father, in the name of Jesus, receive a request on that this week, Father God, as well. And Father God, we are praying for ministries, Father God, and ministers of the gospel, Father God. We are asking you, Father, that continue to touch them and pour out your spirit upon them, Father God, in Jesus' name. We are praying, I hear you, Holy Spirit, to send a revival fire in the hearts and the minds and the lives of those that are ministering the gospel in the name of Jesus. Father, start in every way. Don't leave us out. Let us all be a part of it in the name of Jesus. A revival fire. Father, anoint us anew and afresh, Father God, for the work that you call us to do in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth as ministers of the gospels. Whether we are teaching, Father God, preaching, Father God, prophesying, Father, whatever capacity, evangelizing that we are doing, capacity that you have called us to do, help us to walk in the vocation for where we have been called in the name of Jesus, under the anointing of that you've given to us for that in the name of Jesus. And Lord God, help us to walk, Father God, circumspectly with the love, hallelujah, glory to God, circumspectly as we should, and operate and moving in the love. I pray for the love of God in 2018 to really expand it abroad, Father God, among the brethren around the sisters, Father God, around those that are going through in the name of Jesus, my Father. Let us be considerate one for another. Let us return back to that place where the Bible tells us to be bearers of one another's burdens. It's not about selfishness, Lord God, about being a caretaker of one another, helping each other, standing together in the name of Jesus, that the fire of God may fall upon us, Lord God, in a new and different way, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, I thank you for this today, and I praise you today, even as I pray over these airways, Father God, that you would touch those that I lift up to you, Father God, continually in Jesus' name. Whatever the needs are in their lives, I pray, my Father, that you would just touch, Father God, yes, release your ministering angels in the name of Jesus upon their lives. Lord, you know the north, the south, the east, and the west, everyone in between. Father God, you know who is, Father God, is in trouble. You know, Father God, who is seeking and searching. You know, Father, who is hurting, who is needing, Father God, a touch from you. Oh God, in Jesus' name, I ask you to have your way today in the name of Jesus. Let this 2018 be a change, a turnaround for the hearts and the lives of the people, mindsets, and all, Father God, in Jesus' name. Oh God, those that went through so much, Father God, in 2017, my God, I pray, God, for the resurrecting power of Jesus Christ to be upon their lives, oh God, to restore, to bring healing and wholeness, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, those that are sick, Father God, are suffering sickness in their body. Oh my God, I pray, Father, for a touch, divine touch upon them. Lord, that they may be healed today in the name of Jesus. We send that word out, Lord God, according to Psalm 107, verse 20. Hallelujah, glory to God, that they might be healed today in the name of Jesus and delivered from all that destruction. Turn it around, my Father, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we need a touch from you. And Father, we thank you, Lord God, that you're touching us on the right and on the left. Oh God, in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we thank you for miracle-working breakthrough power flowing in the hearts and minds and the lives of the people. Oh, God, set captive free in the name of Jesus. According to your way, Father God, your will, your plan, your purpose, you know what, how to go about it, God, in the name of Jesus. I pray it because, Lord, everybody may have symptomatic, the same type of situations going on, but, Lord, there's a difference in every one of us. So, God, everything, hallelujah, that may work for Sister Sam, Father God, may not work for Brother Joe. So I'm praying this today in the name of Jesus, and you see the situation, you know the situation, you know everything, Father God, the past, present, and the future of it all, and God, you know what's going to take or what is going to be needed, Lord God, to bring deliverance, healing, and restoration in their lives or the lives of all that are listening under the sound of my voice today, and I thank you, Lord God, for the miracle-working breakthrough power in the name of Jesus to deliver, hallelujah, glory to God, in the name of Jesus, those for salvation, those for healing, those that need to be restored in the name of Jesus, Father God, those that, Father God, need other types of deliverances, Father God, those that need the assistance of the angels, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, thank you for it today, and Lord, I give you the praise for it now, in the name of Jesus, have your way, my God, in the heart, the mind, the lives of the people, in the name of Jesus, for your honor and glory, yes, Lord, heal from the crown of the head to the soles of their feet, oh God, in Jesus' name, forgive all their sins and transgressions, oh God, in Jesus' name, and touch them in the name of Jesus, I pray, Father. Oh, yes, God, in this new year, Lord, touch their hearts, touch their lives, touch their mind, touch their body, touch their soul, touch them in the spirit, oh God, in Jesus' name, give them a new touch, Lord God, hallelujah, let the resurrection power be upon their lives, oh God, in the name of Jesus, and Lord, we be so careful to give your name the praise, henceforth and forevermore, in the name of Jesus. Yes, Lord, oh God, yes, God, yes, Lord, yes, Lord, those that are in places, Lord God, where they should not be, God, pull them out in the name of Jesus and set them free, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Yes, Lord, I hear you, Holy Ghost, those that are looking for jobs, oh God, in the name of Jesus, are having financial difficulties in the name of Jesus. Father God, I pray that you administer that need, show them, oh God, the way out, oh God, in the name of Jesus, show them the way through, Father God, give them miracles, and oh God, in the name of Jesus, and let them come to you, Lord God, with gratitude, oh God, and not attitude, hallelujah, that was the word I got, oh God, the first part of this year, Father God, in the name of Jesus, and release that, oh God, in the name of Jesus, that's what it's all about, thank you, Jesus, it's going to be a heart of gratitude, and not a mind of attitudes, oh God, in Jesus' name, but hallelujah, we thank you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, because so much has been going on, and sometimes people just get bent out of shape, but Father, in the name of Jesus, I'm thanking you now for your mercy, thank you for your grace, and Father God, that you're going to find, and oh God, let them find out that God, that you're a good God, tried and true God, and if they'll call on you, they'll lean on, they'll trust you, they call unto you at any time, day or night, the God you're going to answer, hallelujah, glory to God, because your word says you are your ears attentive to the cry, oh God, of those that call upon you, so in the name of Jesus, I pray this today over those that are listening, those that are going to come in and listen, Lord God, or wherever it may touch, throughout this airway, oh God, in the name of Jesus, those that are in ministry, those that are coming into ministry, Father God, those that are lame people, Father God, those that are hurting people, those that are dying people, oh God, whatever their problem, situation, their scenario is, in the name of Jesus, I pray today, oh God, for the resurrection power of Jesus Christ to be hallowed to move upon them in the name of Jesus, and Father God, for a spirit of empowerment to be upon them in the name of Jesus, that they may come forth in the fullness of all that you have ordained and purpose for them, hallelujah, glory to the Lamb of God in their lives. And, oh, God, we thank you for it. And, Lord, remember all those that are around me and me included. Oh, God, in Jesus' name, as I call for those to come up higher, take me up higher in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you and we praise you for it. And we give you the glory for it as well. In the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, in Jesus' name we pray. Amen and thank God. Hallelujah. Glory to the Lamb of God. Oh, precious Lord, we thank you. We can't praise you enough. Glory to the Lamb of God. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Glory to the Lamb of God. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. Glory. 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 Hallelujah. Glory. Oh, yes, God. Thank you, Lord. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you for your healing graces. Oh, God. Thank you for your mercy. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you for your love. Oh, God. And we thank you for it in the name name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Amen, amen, and thank God. Hallelujah, glory to the Lamb of God. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, precious Lord, thank you, Father God. Thank you, my Father. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Glory to God. Thank you, Father. Oh, precious Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
God, more music to come. Hallelujah, glory to God. But we want to just kind of touch base just a little bit on that word that we are talking about today. We said that I will be sharing with you today. Of course, as I said on the onset of the show, we will be going deeper by the grace of God on our next show. But this is just briefly an introduction to that for today. Listen and be blessed.
As we're picking back up on our subject, as I mentioned on last week, I talked about that we were going to touch on the word angust, which is A-N-G-S-T, a noun, and it talks about, it's defined as a feeling of deep anxiety or or dread. Typically, an unfocused one. And, of course, dealing with the state of the world in general. Also, informally, it is use, the informal use is a feeling of persistent worry about something trivial, something that is troubling you, perhaps not really getting to you, you getting it to the place of where it is higher than you want it to be, and you're having some difficulty with it. And also it states that anger is often confused with anxiety. It's a transcendent emotion that it combines unbearable anguish of life with the hopes of overcoming this. Now, before we go to the dictionary of definition of it, we want to just kind of touch base on some of the synonyms, in which, again, as I said, we are touching base on a lot of, because we understand that sometimes when you look at cross-currently, it's the fact that matter we are talking about fear, and that is one of the connecting points that you find in anger. You know, some people get angry, and it's only because they're angry to a degree that they are fearful, and when something, you know, you find that oftentimes when people are caught in things because they're fearful, and they become very angry because they don't want it to be exposed, and sometimes this is what happens. So just try to touch base. We want to go further in depth into this, but the synonyms of this word anger, A-N-G-S-T, are like fear, apprehension, worry, foreboding, trepidation, malaise, disquiet, disquietude, as well as unease or an uneasiness. Now, when we look down here at the anger, Wikipedia puts it like this, that it means fear, anxiety. Anguish is a Latinate or equivalent, it says, and anxious, anxiety are of similar origin. The word angus, or A-N-G-S-T, was introduced into English from the Danish, Norwegian, and of course Dutch. The word angus and the German word angus, it attested since the 19th century, it says it in the English translation of the works of. And the name of it is this, of course, dealing with Freud, but the first part of it is called K-I-E-R-K-E-G-A-A-R-D, Kierkegaard, I believe it's pronounced, and of course, Freud. And it is used in English to describe an intense feeling or of apprehension, anxiety, or inner turmoil. And if you'll notice that when you have anger, you open the door for turmoil. Because you open the door for the adversary to consistently torment you with things that, whatever it may be that you are dealing with, that you're angry about, it opens the door because it begins a seething process, and that door continues to be and you're angry and angrier and angry, and you get, sometimes you get so angry that you find yourself that you're doing things that you would ordinarily do as a result of that. So this is why we're talking about this word a little bit today, because, as I said, we want to connect it all together praise God, as we are teaching, and we're going to go deeper into this word and on our, you know, with regard to the next show. But I just want to kind of talk a little bit more about it right now. Since in other languages, having the meaning of the Latin word paver, P-A-V-O-R, for fear, the derived word is different in meaning, e.g. as in French, it's anxiety. And of course, Angus has existed since the 8th century from the pro-Indo-European roots. And also, it says Anghu, and that is the A-N-G-H-U, Anghu. And of course, that would be that would be sort of silent Anghu. And of course, the restraint, meaning the restraint from which Old High German, of course, and also it says Angus. UST developed is pre-cognate with the Latin angustia, tensity, tightness, and gore, A-N-G-O-R, choking, clogging, compared to the ancient Greek, and of course, A-N-K-H-O, again, with all meaning strangle. So we can see how this is connected, praise God. Some of the emotions, I know we're going to be covering some of those other additional emotions with regards to that, as well as we go down dealing with the emotion. But this is very something we want to kind of touch based on today and just kind of introduce in. We're going to be doing a little bit more in-depth study. And then, of course, as I said, we would do a little bit of and, of course, doing a comparison with regard to different types of different emotions, the application of the emotions. So we are kind of going to look and we thank and praise God for that. We just kind of want to touch base with this on today. Praise God. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. And we are, in fact, picking back up again. As I said, we are dealing with our subject matter, dealing with the emotions, dealing with the latter part of the SOUL series, which is the emotions. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory to the Lamb of God.
Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. We thank and praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God for that. And we surely pray that you will come back and join with us on our next show. Praise God. As we continue on with that. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to the Lamb of God. We want to go back into the music, and then, of course, you'll be back in a little bit. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Listen and be blessed. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to the Lamb of God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to the Lamb. Thank you, amen. Praise God, praise God, praise God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Praise holy name.
Thank you, Father. We are so grateful, hallelujah, to the goodness, hallelujah, that God has given to us the glory and wonderful, wonderful, wonderful things that God has done for us and things that he is doing. Praise God, hallelujah, glory to the Lamb of God. He can't, again, as I said, praise him enough for it being done. And, you know, we are getting ready to come to the end of our show.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And I, just before we get ready to close on out with the latter music, I just want to say again to all those that may not have come to that place to acknowledge Jesus Christ as your Savior, we pray that as we prayed early on in the show, that somehow, some way, you will just take time and just sit down. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Get on your face if need be, or just stand or sit, or however it's comfortable for you. Hallelujah, glory to God. But I want to just encourage your heart, that you would open your heart to speak out, to just call on the name of the Lord. Let Jesus know that you desire him to be your Savior, and ask him to come into your heart, to forgive you of all your sins, to wash you and to cleanse you of everything that is not of him, and to save you, hallelujah, glory to God, and fill you with his Holy Spirit. Hallelujah, glory to God. This is what he came for. This is why he came to us here. He came, hallelujah, glory to God, to those that were in need of a Savior. Hallelujah, glory to the Lamb of God. He came and he died on a cross for that purpose. Oh, hallelujah, glory to God. And his blood was shed by faith. Hallelujah, glory to God. You can receive this today. And I utter hallelujah, glory to God, over and over again, and reiterate, hallelujah, glory to God, that we need a Savior in our lives. Amen. Somebody come on and shout. It's good to have friends. It'll be good to have mama, daddy, and everybody. We have those that perhaps we work with and all of that, and associated with all that. Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But let me tell you something. When it comes down to the bottom line, there's none greater than the Savior, having him for your best friend. When you have Jesus of all else fail, he's still Jesus, and he's still there. So I invite you, praise God, to open your heart to receive him today. Ask him to come in and sup with you, as the Bible says. This is what he's doing. He says he stands knocking at the door, and he desires to come in and sup with you. Receive him today, and receive the propitiation, hallelujah, that God gave, because he so loved humanity. Hallelujah, glory to God, that we might be saved. His name is Jesus Christ today. And come back and be with us, praise God, on our next show. We love you. God bless you. Remember, he loves you more. In Jesus' name, we're going to close on out with music now. Thank you again for being with us this evening. Bye now.
I'll be